There it goes. There it is. As if it has ever been anything else. Oh. Some weeks we don't make a recording. Now I'm supposed to record things while my head is resting on Lisa's shoulder. Yeah. We gotta wait until that's kind of okay. Oh my. Dogs kind of like working each other over, don't they? I hear it's supposed to be play, but it seems like the kind of play that I wouldn't really like.
I know, me too.
For some people, bullying is considered play.
Yeah.
And yeah, and if you don't play with them, well, they're just gonna be nastier. Yeah, and you go, so when people say, no, anti-bullying, oh, there's the dog, she's out. I think these dogs have big capabilities for just getting out. I think the little dogs are making them nuts. Where's she headed? Anywhere but here. Oh, well. You got your thing.
My potato planter.
You're looking good.
Looking pretty.
Yeah, you're looking pretty good, I think. Well, I don't know about that little guy.
That's my time. I told you, he didn't like getting transplanted. I made sure he had plenty of water.
Yeah? So we're waiting for Matthew?
Yeah.
What's he up to?
I don't know.
Yeah. Well.
But we woke him up later than normal.
Well, I think he was already awake. He was doing, what does he call it, resting? Yeah, that's interesting. He lays on his bed and he just sits there and thinks, I guess. 2 billion miles an hour. If he solved all the world's problems 2 or 3 times over, he just doesn't really have a way of telling anybody.
Sorry to just keep you all waiting.
Good morning, handsome.
Good morning.
You ready? My goodness, man.
What the? Okay, we'll just ignore. I got my little barking thing. She's just trying to get some time away from the pup.
I'm guessing. She doesn't seem to be about anything. Just kind of out and about. I don't think she's hungry or anything.
You
do that. I hope there's enough interest in. And, yeah. A lot of recordings are just a lot of nothing.
That dog is always barking. That's gonna be maddening too, really. Tell my dog is killed with me.
Wow. See, this is why I treat you real nice. So be a good husband too, because I figure it could come to murder. I don't want to die that way.
I wouldn't have killed it. I would have taken it off to the dog pound.
Oh, wow. I wonder how much you have to pay them.
I don't care.
When it's your own dog. I remember you got old, what's his name? Aster. You paid good money for him. tasty.
Dead toad in the middle of the road.
It's a warning, Matt. It's other toads. Okay.
I didn't hear it either.
It's all right.
So Matt, you're wearing your sweatband. Do you sweat a lot when you're walking?
Yeah.
Okay.
Another
thing your mother taught him.
More of a Grammy thing, yeah.
Because
she was a
sweatband woman.
She was a major sweater.
But I didn't do that.
That's good.
I didn't have night sweat.
What?
Where you wake up and you're just drenched in sweat and you have to change out of your pajamas because they're just popping.
Yeah.
I didn't have that. I had the hot flashes, but they didn't last long. And they were mild compared to what most people describe them as. But I thought, now my mom, she was irritable and angry and gritchy all the time for like 10 years.
Uh-huh.
And I probably was too. I apologize for it if I was.
Oh, I've got a bad memory, so I don't remember.
But I tried not to be like that.
Uh-huh.
Because I knew how miserable it was to live with her during that time.
Okay.
The front floor,
what's that? Oh boy. I don't know if not wanting to be needed. Although I don't think you keep a cat if you're like that. Cats don't need you.
No, but according to Debbie, you need the cat.
Is that it? Okay.
They're fun to watch playing.
Uh huh.
And.
Blows up, I consider it a blessing and go on. Of course, that's the same way with, I guess, any animals I had. I don't remember getting really bad out of shape when they disappeared. They would usually go and die someplace else. You know? So.
We had several dogs growing up. My dad usually took them out to wherever and let them loose in there. Far enough away, they never came back.
Right.
And the one dog that we finally did keep until he died was Tess.
Yeah.
I know my dad didn't like dogs in the house, and my mom, during the winter, would put Pappy in the house because he had such bad arthritis.
Snout was gray. Yeah.
He
used
to be black.
Anyway, now, never got into it much. My parents did. I didn't.
Josh is saying they're going to get a dog.
Really?
And probably a sick dog, so the first dog's not too lonely. Yeah, that's what I said.
Okay. It's your life.
Yep.
Don't expect me to do anything about it. You come to take care of dogs while we're off doing something.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, that's when you get dogs, you make a commitment that you're not going to go off and do something.
That's right.
Or you'll take them with you, or whatever.
Welcome to your new life. You make that choice.
Yeah, this is tricky enough with kids, man.
If you want to go off and have you watch your kids for a week while you have a little, you know, second honeymoon or something.
There's something to be said
for
that.
Yeah, but I ain't watching your dog.
I said, no, there's no dog.
I'll have to put him in a kennel or something.
Your dog's here.
What? No, we are not going to have you to watch over the dogs because they'll still have to be at my house. I ain't doing that.
Going for Abba and Emus, or
I don't know.
Them? It's really up to the parents, huh?
I guess, because Josh calls us Madre and Padre. It sounds like if we become grandparents, the first ones will be half Hispanic and more than likely some kind of Hispanic name.
Oh, yeah?
Although that should be for her parents, not us.
Yeah, I said no. I think it'll put some pressure on it. Good.
think it's funny. She even came up with those names, and she's the one that's never going to have children.
No, we shall see. Stranger things. She always wanted to be sterile. I guess she's working pretty hard to make sure that's true. You think she's figured out yet? She can do whatever she wants.
Yeah.
She doesn't have to play weird games to try to make it work. But you and Dad won't think very well of it. That's part of the fun. Come on. If that's the way you want it to roll, that's the way it'll roll. Doesn't matter. If you want to push people, force them to do something because they love you, you go, wow, you really probably did that to the wrong people. Because I know you're very upset. You wish you were born in a family where
you were the only child.
They felt like, yeah, something like that. And where they felt like that, you know, everything your child does is just fine. They have no morals or backbone at all, so whatever you tell them, they're going to
bow and say, oh
yes, because you're my daughter and I love you. There you go. Sorry you didn't get that, Bailey. Says, now you got a whole new reason to be angry at a God you don't even choose to believe in.
That's how, like, God didn't send it for you.
Oh, yeah?
You say, oh, no!
I don't do moonings. Praise your name for silly things like this. Sorry. Because I can't stop you. But I certainly am not going to encourage you. I'm not going to support it, either. You know, aren't you going to help me do this? You know, are you a parent? You know, no, not that. Not very good, that kind of parent. That's for dang sure. Oh. Anyway. Yeah.
Yeah, Sam doesn't ever talk to Dana ever.
Really?
Ever. Since the day she told him. Her plan was,
yeah,
and was kind of pushing him to ask any questions or whatever. He hasn't spoken to her.
Well, there it is, man.
I don't know if Josh has either. I know that she said she's on Facebook better than our family.
Whatever.
Yeah. That's what I thought. Okay, whatever. I'm not them. I'm not going to tell them what they have to do or how
Sorry.
They have to think.
I know people get this idea that as members of the church you're supposed to be accommodating and you go,
loving and accepting.
says it's the only thing it says in my article of faith is live and let live.
Thank you for that, which is good. I'm sorry, I don't consider what you're doing good.
Good, yeah. So, anyway. No, I feel fine. Coffee Christ is going to look very kindly on any of it. Destroyed entire cities over sodomy. No, he didn't get him because of that. Oh, yeah. I don't remember anything else being mentioned.
Why did they call sodomy after the city?
Sodom, yeah. Because that was their thing. Anyway. So you go, you know what? Christ can whatever way he wishes, but I wouldn't count on the fact that he's going to be everything that New Age mainline Christianity would say about how wonderful he is, and that he loves us no matter what. You go, he's already shown you his love. You continue to spit in his face, why on earth just think that he's going to
save you?
And that he's even going to give you time of day. Entire youth program is based on one scripture. Probably taken out of context. About Christ's childhood. We have one scripture on Christ's childhood. And they said, see, it says this, and this, and this. These are the four things. These are the goals to work on. There you go. Study of the leads. Like Mormon, you know, they all since he did, you know, the actual compilation, deciding what was important to put in, what wasn't, mm-hmm. You know, well, every word has a meaning, and you go, dude, well, we don't make anybody rise that level. I don't think Mormon has to either. Guy was a war captain. He had a job, for Pete's sake. Now, I know there were certain times when he wasn't doing it. And you're going, I don't discount the fact that it was inspired. Anything like that? You know, the guys that go, oh, everything in this scripture, I forget who is saying it. It's all about the period in that statement. And you go, dude, we put the periods in later. And they go, not saying whoever put that period in wasn't inspired. And they go, I don't know. It says, but we need to be really careful not to, you know, the whole thing about the people that we're supposed to be listening to are the great, you know, biblical Book of Mormon scholar types, you know. The ones who say, I've read it at least 5,000 times. I've read it with a green filter. I've read it with a red filter. I've read it. And you're going, that's just wonderful. You're psychotic. You know, because that's what most PhDs are. There may not be anything that God ever intended. The biggest things are, remember God. Be grateful for what He's done. Follow His commandments. Says in His commandments are not sussed out in the minutia of it. I think a lot of it has to do with getting along. Some of these obscure concepts seem to be the biggest things. It's like the word of wisdom. Such a thing. I mean, people have gotten so, and it's kind of a follow-on to the word of wisdom. Oh, it's so important. And you're going, I don't think God ever did that. In fact, He didn't even say that it was a commandment. You know, people say, well, it says that the weakest of saints should be able to do it. And you go, yeah, don't you say that to people? When you say, hey, guys, this is easy. You should be able to at least do this. Even the people that don't believe in anything else or think that the rest of the gospel is too darn hard to follow, they say, this one's an easy one. And you go, well, there's blessings. Yeah, so it's a little course. If you're eating well, staying away from harmful stuff, doing what you should be doing. I said, yeah. Yeah. You'll be able to do more than other people do. Run, not be weary. Walk in that faith. I said, and yeah, if your mind's not all clouded up because it's sick or having problems, you will be able to see the things of God more readily. That is just a course. Hey, yeah. Oh, but it's exploded in a huge thing. Your obedience to any particular commandment is almost unimportant to going to the temple. Bring them deep with you. Hopefully believing in this. Well, that's okay. If we give you a temple recommendation, you'll start to believe. But just take a look at it, see how far you've drifted from what any outsider would say. I think that's what God was talking about. Oh no, we know this, we know this. There's a comma here, there's a semicolon here, there's this, this, and this. Some of them were really quite, you know, wants to call this guy and this guy to go off and do a mission. And I'm sure somebody said, oh, that is so deep. That is so amazing. And such application in our time. And you're going, dude, no, it's not. It was specific things for specific people. Well, all scriptures can be related to us. And you go, Don't get weird. Then you're putting a straitjacket on Christ. He can't speak on any subject unless he's talking to everybody in the entire universe. He can't ask John the... He can't tell John the Beloved to do something yesterday without everybody else thinking that we all have to do that. What? Be careful. It's a principle. Don't conflate it into something. This is too many people doing. Can I say frankly? It gets in the freak culture. Thank you. lyrical way. It got translated lyrically by some interesting English guy. I don't know why you guys are getting all exercised about this. We've got to come up with some reason to justify everything. You know, that's probably the scariest part of this whole program. It was needing it bad. It was needing it behind it. I was holding stuff together with nails and things like. So this is great. I'm happy for him. They're in their vehicle. Things are. Well, they're good and obedient. I'm just the bank.
Don't we have it in our thing, though, that they can't sell it until it's completely paid for?
Yeah, yeah. Well, they have to get our permission if they're going to do it. Which is a disincentive to selling it until they're done. But it really is, but they got two kids. Grace is a huge house.
They love that
four
house.
People.
They're not going to sell it.
Oh, that's great. That's great. That's great. I hope they can.
Some
money? Yeah. How much did you find?
Another quarter?
Another
quarter? Oh my gosh.
Oh. So yeah.
Oh,
and a dime.
Wow. You're making out today.
Yeah, boy. So that's kind of one of the things I get a little concerned about is that and many hours a day on this, and it's like I don't even know if that's proper. Can I be honest? One of the reasons why the Jews are so out in the weeds on so many things thing. Even Jesus has kind of given him crap about it, you know?
Are you a penny too? Oh my gosh!
Straining it in that, stuff like that. I don't think he used that term, but he might have, I guess. Let me tell you, a lot of people have really kind of rough dogs.
Probably protect them, huh?
Yes. Already had a rather complicated system around just the Sabbath, I think. And Jesus was the first one to kind of give a crap. know, it's real simple. You can do it. You know, don't expect to go well for it. You're going to say, well, I studied that so hard. Of course, common things like that. I couldn't trust it. Trust must be in God, not in Scripture. Sorry, what? No, I mean in Scripture too. Because you have to know what Scriptures are. Not like the finger of the Lord came down to inscribe the whole thing. Because he didn't do it. Nor are our translations necessarily perfect. Is the Book of Mormon the most perfect book on the earth? Yes. Why? It has pure transcription errors. It hasn't been translated by English. You shouldn't read too much more into that. Son of Alma, who was the high priest of the church. I don't know if a lot of evidence that the church still exists in organization in his time. Still a prophet. Not saying that he wasn't authorized to do the things he did. I think during the wars they put the church on hold. He was fighting the freaking army. He wasn't being a prophet. Yeah, there was some Captain Moroni. And that was what was the subject of the book, is that I said I don't get the impression that there were churches during that time, or any time after that. They would talk about the believers in Christ. They might have gotten together occasionally, but to get the impression that they really didn't have a church, and we shouldn't do this to us. So I'm not saying that, guys. Come on, guys. All I'm saying is this isn't necessarily the form it takes. Before Alma the Elder, there was no church. It didn't exist. It was a national thing. Go to some of these quasi-historians, and you know, it's always been like this, and this, and this, and this, and this, and that, and you go, wow, where'd you get that at? Well, it's a big reference. It's like, maybe, well, maybe it's not that way. I'm just saying, I hope you don't stay your entire testimony on this stuff. Christ is somewhere between sallow-faced skinny and Adonis. And this and that and this and that. So what if... If you're pretty sure you've got your picture of Christ, if some guy comes down out of heaven and didn't look like that, are you going to accept him? Or are you going to turn away and say, no, that's not what Christ looks like. That's the devil trying to deceive me. And you go, okay. Church kind of runs a pretty fine line. Try not to screw around too much with Mormon culturalism. Two or three more things where it's like, we're not going to get involved with this. Yeah? Right there between those trees, man. Do you know? Sorry. You try to take a picture real fast? I said, I really don't think he does. But honestly, I think Christ... exercises quite a bit of latitude. Church leadership use their own judgment on a lot of things. That's also one of the things that anti-Mormons really get out for. How come all this stuff's changing? How come first you didn't want the black dead, the priesthood? And it's okay. Which is always, you start doing things a certain way, then they get on to you for making the change.
Yeah.
It's like, isn't this what you want? No, my whole purpose in life is to make you look bad. And the great part of it works.
Huge.
Yeah, I tell you, man, they almost look as big as antelopes sometimes. And I see that to a certain extent, the church listens to those accusations that are being made, right? We're working really hard to make sure women feel like they have a lot of power in the church. It's good, you know, it's a good thing, it's not a bad thing. I said, can I tell you where it's coming from? Because of you guys listening to the anti-Mormon faction of things, and you're trying to kind of move into in their direction, they're going to immediately come turn back around and say, see, yeah, this doesn't come from God. We put pressure on you and you buckled. <You're going. laughs> It doesn't matter if you come say, yeah, we were really needing to do that anyway. You're going, uh-huh. President Nelson's getting as chummy as he can possibly get with the NAACP.
Yeah.
I think, what, he's done at least two things with him, and maybe just kind of an ongoing thing. He's trying to make them okay with us on some level. I don't know. NAACP is trying to find some relevance today, you know, in the face of Black Lives Matter and stuff like that. And they're saying, this is what being black is about. Screaming and yelling about injustices that you can't solve.
And you're
showing up
people's livelihoods and even their lives.
Yeah, and saying that that's okay. It is a legitimate.
I haven't heard the NAACP say one word about any of this.
No. I think over time they've become quite conservative. And that would appeal to the church on a certain level. Except that there's plenty of church members who say that's just not going to cut it. The end game of all this. Black Lives Matter has no end game. Trust me. They will only stop when everybody. No, and it won't even stop then. Even if you killed everybody else except black people, they would still be angst-ridden because of what happened 200 years ago. And you go, yeah. And so you go, I don't see the end game. I don't see the proper world that you would want to have. It says at least Martin Luther King Jr. had a dream. He had a vision. It says, I think, by and large, we have accomplished that. So the only reason why it doesn't look like we haven't accomplished it is because you say that it's okay for people out and gangbang and probably contain 13% black people because that's the proportion they are in the population. And you're going, so our system can't be built on justice or anything like that. It has to be built on racism. I see. But it's like, well, then in Hollywood, black people should only be allowed to have 13% of them. Where they are this then is representative. Same thing in sports and everything else. And you go, is that what you guys are pushing for? Do you want all of a sudden sports to be closed to black people because there's just too many of them in there? Is that what you want? Oh, no, never. Says, oh, so it's just kind of a pick and choose. Wherever black people are succeeding, you know, we need to continue to get on their way. They can continue to succeed here. We need to open up, you know, it's like the whole thing. It's like, you guys don't believe in any of that. You just need to behave this way, but you don't, so you don't believe in it. So that's okay, just be honest. The National Organization for the Advancement of Colored People wasn't about making things fair. It was about promoting black people. And you go, and that did mean that they wanted to see every single corporation with 100% black people on it. They wanted to see, at least they were being honest. That's why their organization lasted so long. Because their goals haven't been met yet. Or whatever their goals are. Or probably something that can't be measured. So you just go, well, keep going on and on and on. I do. I think we have to. Religion has far more to do with the kind of person that you are and what your morals are than how much effort you pour into it. And the church has always struggled with that because for the church it seems like it's always been a question of how much time and effort you pour into it. Oh. Okay, I don't know how that went.